Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting second. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bill Kern. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dave Wickersham. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Bubba Morton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting 8th. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Don Mossy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Don Mossy. And now, play ball. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a pop-up, foul, towards 3rd. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Kern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kern hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton takes first base on ball 4. Fernandez moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to third. Morton moves to second. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball towards right. Cimoli catches it and throws to home to double up Fernandez. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Causey reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it, throws to second, with Fernandez covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kern. Cash reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros takes first base on ball 4. McAuliffe moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Don Mossy. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne takes first base on ball 4. Cash scores. McAuliffe moves to third. Boros moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Foytak now pitching. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Consolo now playing shortstop. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morton hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 3, Tigers, 3. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kern. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Kern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kern is 0 for 1 in the game. Kern hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morton hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0 for 1 in the game. Wickersham strikes out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simulai hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simulai. Cash reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kern. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Cash scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boros hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. It's 5-3, Tigers. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kern. Brown reaches second base with a double. Boros moves to third. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0-for-1 in the game. Foytak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Kern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kern is 0-for-2 in the game. Kern strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morton takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wojcik pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boros hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.